sipping that jungle juice.
Oh my god, what the fuck, dude? Some dab coughs. It's episode 85. 80 fucking 5. Donnie not here because Donnie done broke his phone in 84, which was, I released like 2 weeks late. Donnie's phone was broke forever. You know, like, and we recorded 84 like 3 times, and then it was still 2 weeks late at the recording. Dog, I went through some shit while we.
You were always going through some shit, bro.
I know, like always, like it's always happening.
I'm kind of self-conscious about my haircut. I need to get a fucking hat back on.
This motherfucker. Like, literally, shit was going down while we were recording the podcast.
Yeah?
Yeah, like...
So you were fighting?
No, fucking... God, I don't want to... I'm not going to say it fucking on the podcast.
But. Smart. Goddamn, Rick, you're learning, my man.
Yeah.
Look at you. Slim Shady.
Yeah. My favorite album of his is Relapse.
Yeah. Like, Relapse is dope.
That would be real.
Dude, we're
over.
You said I did that?
That was slick.
Slicker now, shit, son.
What do you have to say?
Who's that dude pointing at us? What's up, dude?
Oh, shit. It's Matt Lewis.
It's Matt.
I don't know Matt Lewis, but he looks like a dude I could chill with.
Yeah, Matt Lewis is a cool dude.
I like them glasses, Matt Lewis.
He's got a nice kneecap, Matt Lewis.
Nice. He said you got a nice kneecap going.
Yeah.
Look at these. Would be so nice if somebody took an arrow to it.
Yeah. He looked like that dude, grandson.
Huh? Look, we got hippie crack.
He looked like that dude grandson. Hippie crack.
Looked like that dude grandson.
Yeah, and then that singer, rapper.
I'm about to Google this motherfucker. I'm about to fuck you up if he looks goofy as fuck. I swear to God.
No, you don't look like a Matt Lewis
do. Oh, Matt Lewis does. Okay, I'm gonna look him up then.
Good enough, man. Good enough.
Shit, sorry guys.
Oh, he does kind of look like that dude.
Yeah.
Is that guy any good?
Yeah, grandson's okay.
You ever heard Cal Scrubby?
Yeah, I like money happy. Buy drugs.
Yeah. Don't tell me money can't buy happiness.
Matt said you look like that clown from Spawn. Rick.
Oh, shit.
Shoot a violator, bro.
Wow.
Violators.
Wow.
You a fuck. Oh, wow. That's.
I
shot fired.
I gave him a compliment.
He said it's a compliment.
I complimented him.
He said, nice compliment. Man, I wish Donnie would get in here.
Yeah, I miss Donnie.
I miss Donnie, dude, man. I hope he's doing all right.
For sure. I should message him. I got PlayStation. He's always playing.
Oh, yeah, he's probably online right now. I was playing Call of Duty with him, but...
I know, he was sending me photos of the two of you. That's me and Joe. And I was like,
he sent me an invite to that the other night, and I'm like, man, I don't even have that game. Like, are you going to be one of these guys?
You better get... Come on, all you get Fortnite, and we could do squads, bro. We could roll on it.
Yeah, no.
Man, I'm not giving Fortnite, even if Wu-Tang's coming to it. I don't give a shit.
Call of Duty, at least. Call of Duty. It's got
Call of Duty takes too much space.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty takes way too much space.
It does take a lot of space.
And if it didn't, though, I would hop on it because I could get some dogs.
I only have Warzone downloaded, honestly, and that's it.
Listen.
The rest of the Call of Duty.
I can't put down Elden Ring right now. Like,
Elden, yeah, I've been playing Elden.
That's a badass fucking game, dude.
I'm lost.
I played in a minute, but
my brother just
got
it.
A build going on my Samurai Jesus build.
Man, that game.
I'm dual wielding samurai swords.
Wreck build.
I want the
fucking
blood
build up, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
put on Elden Ring, though.
Man.
You got
that game is beautiful.
He said he does Elden Ring. This guy.
The fucking map is so fucking big.
Isn't it?
He's a cool guy, right? He's
right. Who's a cool guy? Somebody. Show me the cool guy.
He owns half the Adidas company.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
My man.
Look, he's got Adidas you've never seen before. Look at these.
He got some of them Dragon Ball Adidas. Oh, them's cool. Yeah.
Adidas made out of Yoda skin.
Fucking clean.
Yeah, in the South Park. He has the whole South Park Adidas collection.
And he's just a big Adidas fan?
Yeah. He owns half the shares.
Oh, he owns half of it. I mean, I guess he would have to be, okay. Alright, I'm with it.
Like we're part of the promo team and shit.
Hell yeah.
He owns half the shares to Mountain Dew and half the shares to Adidas.
Hell yeah, Mountain Dew's a big part of the drink I'm drinking right now.
I see, got some Arcade 1-Up machines too, that's what's up.
Yep.
Has he got the X-Men versus Street Fighter?
Hell yeah. I mean, he's got the MK1,
That's the only one that matters.
Mm-mm. You shut your dirty whore mouth.
No, that's the only one that matters.
Motherfucking Marvel vs. Capcom, fool.
Fine, Street Fighter 2 is dope too. Fuck the rest. I don't give a shit about the rest. Fuck Marvel vs. Capcom. Marvel vs. Capcom.
See, this is how I know I can't take you serious on a motherfucking thing you say, Rick. This is the reason.
Capcom's dope.
Marvel vs. Capcom so overrated.
Dude, Marvel vs. Capcom overrated. What the fuck ever, dude? You fucking.
They need to make other guys.
Yeah, boy, that was a good one. That bitch with the yo-yo, she was my favorite.
I can't believe they didn't make another one of that game.
Dude, I only played it at Gibraltar Trade Center.
I like the adventure mode, the dungeon mode.
That was a pretty fun ass game, man, all around.
It was.
That dungeon mode was like some weird shit for fighting games at the time too.
Dude.
Well, Tekken was doing that Tekken Force shit.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Tekken's always been a weird game.
Tekken is the shit, bro.
The thing I like about Tekken is they're like the only ones that take their bare bones arcade game and flesh the fuck out of it when they give it to you at home.
Yeah. Yeah, boy.
Like,
customize these bitches.
Here's 30 extra fucking characters. Here's a whole nother game mode. This is a side-scrolling beat-em-up. Here's a bowling mini-game that's hidden. Here's all this extra shit instead of just arcade mode.
It's just Namco, dude. They're really fucking good company. I've come to realize. Like, cause Soul Calibur had so much extra shit.
Yeah, but the new Soul Calibur was kind
of
ass.
God, Soul Calibur 6. Oh man.
That was pretty ass.
Yeah. Is that a fucking SpongeBob deck?
Yep, that's a deck, dude. That's a limited.
Who owns that? Is that the Adidas man?
Yep.
My man.
He's got that.
Give him a crisp high five for me.
He said crisp high five. Look at that. He's got the Model 1 pistol, dude.
What is the Model 1 pistol?
That's a one of one pistol, dude.
Oh.
Pistol. He's hyping this dude up.
He's about to go down on him.
Probably. That's how he's gonna get them Yoda skin shoes. Match that hat.
Skin shoes. He used that gun and snuck up on you.
Channel your inner Donnie, my dude. Get them shoes.
Goes for them late night walks.
Donnie must not be putting out lately.
Nah, man. Can't be if he ain't got a phone yet. They ain't paying him enough to watch them fucking kids if he ain't got a goddamn phone yet, for real.
Like,
but that's Johnny, besides the point, man.
You want a phone or V-Bucks? Which is it?
Oh, shit.
And he goes, oh, man, I want to...
Oh, fuck, Business Suit Blanca.
I
want
to talk to people again, but Business Suit Blanca is my name.
Yeah, he's like, this new skin in Fortnite, though. Like, he's always begging me to buy him skins in Fortnite, and I do, and then he's got like 5 new skins and doesn't buy me one, and I'm like, come on, man.
Well, I mean, he can only buy so much with how much dick he's sucking. You know what I'm saying, my G? So, like, that's why he's asking you. Like, I mean, oh, that's a badass frog.
If you don't pet it, if you
hit it, hoppity, get off my property.
Yeah, it's a real one. It sits there, and if you don't pet it, it will take you to the lumpy dimension.
Are you outside right now?
Yeah, we're outside.
That's impressive.
We're outside the secret headquarters, you know, the INA.
The Adidas headquarters.
It's the International Ninja Association.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Well, see, why are ninjas wearing Adidas?
How many other podcasts are this on the go?
That's very true, right?
Yeah, we do the podcast anywhere.
I'm going to get Skype on my phone, and I'm going to just go to the park next time we do this.
Yeah, next time I'm going to be fucking...
Why can't you guys make
coming
it...
Coming at you live from the park.
Like, I just can't do it at work, because I'll kind of get in trouble if I do filming.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Hell, I could probably do it if I was doing, like, the lobby, you know, where people eating and shit, but...
Yeah, if I was
not in the kitchen, you can't record the kitchen, you know, that'd be fucked up.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, record. You don't want people to see how their food, you know, is cooked. People don't need to know that.
I mean, Checker's food is made pretty well and fresh and fine.
How much of it is frozen?
Not that much of it, but just the meat, basically.
So, everything like, the chili and shit isn't frozen?
No, nope, it's made fresh.
From a bag?
Yeah, from a chili mix bag, but we cook the burger meat and everything and mix it daily and make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Things got a damn ass shit.
So it's like a chili-based kind of thing?
Yeah.
Word. That's pretty dope.
Chili cheese burger. They need to bring that fucking burger back, dude.
Shit, you just need to start selling that motherfucker low-key, dog.
Yeah, dude.
Tell everybody the secret menu is at this store. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just be like, we got chili cheeseburgers again. Like,
yeah, man. Yeah, we'll make you a chili cheeseburger, fool.
Sell it for like $3.50 and then put like $1.90 in the chili fucking store or some shit.
I'm going to make a banging ass chili cheeseburger next time they have chili at work. That, and I'm going to take a picture of it and send it to you.
Does that Wendell fuck still work, man?
Yeah.
Oh, Wendell.
Yeah.
Dude,
fuck Wendell.
My wife's trying.
I don't give a fuck what anyone says, dude. Yeah. He fucking constantly have his phone in his hand playing Yu-Gi-Oh on it, making sandwiches, like fucking touching his face, still making sandwiches.
What a fucking piece of shit, dude.
Sounds like an okay guy, but I know what he truly is. So.
He sneezed all over in the food and sandwiches and just didn't.
Now here we go, talking mad shit about people using their name and shit.
Fuck Wendell.
I mean, I feel you. I don't even know Wendell, and I can already tell this guy's a fuck. Gonna be touching your face and making sandwiches. That's disgraceful.
Not too long. Bro. Wendell, he came through the drive-thru and got some food. I swear to you.
Damn. I don't even know how I still remember that little douchebag, but... 2002... I probably mentioned him on here before, because fucking...
Is he a crackhead? We've talked about a lot of crackheads.
No, he's
a
major crackhead.
I mean, he might be a crackhead.
A major one.
I mean, everybody's a crackhead, apparently. The whole world's on drugs, bro.
Well, I got called a crackhead before for smoking dabs. Like,
what the fuck?
I can understand it to someone...
Someone on the outside looking in. I mean, it does look like you're about to bang a fucking hot one, you know?
Yeah, you're heating up your fuck. You got your torch.
Crackhead.
I mean,
it's as high as you get.
From
a dab.
Crack Rock City.
I mean, if you can handle it and like doing it, then by all means. But just like those people that can't, that are just like fucking fighting the air and shit. Walking down the street.
Tell someone's crackhead, dude.
Do what?
I said you could tell when someone's a crack.
There is a person I met, and I could not tell. Well, it was fucking not crack. It was meth. But you know, I met a meth head once, and couldn't even fucking tell, dude. Like,
I mean, unless they like don't take care of their body, like most.
That was the coolest motherfucker I ever met, dude.
He's just sly and like.
Dude, I met a meth head. I'm not gonna say who it was. But I met a meth head.
How'd you feel about it? Was it like was it one of those?
He didn't know about it.
It was a boy you dumb type of thing.
Damn.
Like,
tell their
he pretty
looked like Skeletor.
Pretty fucking dumb. No, he didn't look like Skeletor or anything like that. So, you know, and
most of looking like that.
The lockdown did weird things to people, man.
It did.
People come out crackheads, meth heads.
So, when's the fight with Conor McGregor, Rick?
Who's fighting him?
You
know,
I'll fuck Conor McGregor up, bro. Motherfucking look at these puppies are sick, son. I need a vet. I'll fuck that boy up.
I need a vet.
For like a few, it was up there for a little bit and then he deleted it. I was like, what the hell? When I noticed it and like commented on it, I was like, what the hell? But you're never on Twitter, son.
I just put a little joint out on my table. That's probably bad.
My man.
I don't know why I did that.
You didn't have anywhere to put it, bro. You need to clean that fan back there, my G.
Yeah. That fan's gross. Gross as fuck.
Oh, I wasn't even talking about that one. I was talking about the one in the corner back there.
Oh, yeah. The
one behind you.
Over there, yeah. That one's... I didn't know you could see the one over there.
Yeah, bro. I see everything. I see it.
How the hell do you see that?
I got them fucking eagle eyes, bro.
There's a door in the way.
Oh, fucking Byakugan.
Oh. If the door is closed, you can see it.
No, the door's open and I can see it.
Do you see that? Oh, you know what? It must... Is it? Am I
wide?
The
camera's probably wide. Yeah.
Oh, see, it's not showing my camera widescreen, so my camera...
Yeah, mine's not either. I don't know what all you can see. It's probably gross.
No, I see you on widescreen.
Oh, wait.
You can't jump the camera. No.
Oh, shit, they're jumping curves and shit.
Oh, shit, they're getting into some whole lot of gang shit. Y'all gonna smoke with cigarettes?
Okay, so when you get a new car...
Oh, we're in the car now.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, I thought this fool was still on the porch with the frog, man.
Don't even tell him what's up.
We're fucking getting it tonight, dude.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Are we getting into some hood rat shit?
What are we doing?
I'm gonna ghost ride the wind, he said.
Do it.
Alright.
This is man's favorite.
Oh, God.
What are y'all listening to? That's...
There goes my TikTok.
Is that little Cheeto? Young Cheeto?
Is that chocolate in your hand?
That TikTok walking around, man. Yeah. Like, just another day. Get the shit done, abuse.
Is that a dab pen?
Nah, man. Yeah. It's motherfucking rainbow candy nicotine stick.
Rainbow candy nicotine stick.
That's fucking chill dab pen, breeze dab pen.
Nicotine.
Because he's a bitch.
Should just smoke a cigarette, but you know.
He gets the live bitch things. Okay.
Fuck out. Oh, shit.
Fuck,
get the fuck out of his car.
Get the fuck out of here.
Piss on his car.
Get the fuck out of here. That's not even a car, that's a truck. Oh, shit. We've been bamboozled.
Yeah, it was the truck the whole time.
Oh, my God.
God damn it.
What is life?
Jeepers Creepers truck.
Fucking what is life? Oh, that's true.
Hey, there's a crack house not too far down from you.
Ah, yeah. It's probably more than one, bruh.
This is the fucking demon cat right here.
that went missing for 2 years and then came back.
Oh, went shit. To the crack house.
Yeah. Trapping all day, boy.
Yeah, oh, look, he's a beetle here on the ground, Dad.
And look at what's surrounding that beetle. That's still at work, that cat right there.
Oh, yeah.
He's taking beetles out everywhere. Oh, there's another
That's
beetle.
That's a decent fucking kitty right there.
Oh, he's got another beetle stashed right here.
Oh, you better just pick it up. Yeah,
offer
pick beetle. It up.
You gotta offer grapes and beetles.
Yeah, whatever bugs you find out there, just feel free to pick them on up.
Yeah, offer grapes and beetles to them.
Just wash your hands.
Yeah. Pick them up. Give them a little rub. Oh, see, that's what our disposables look like.
Some of them look like that, but like, nah.
Hey, listen, ours don't look as cool as yours. So
you damn right. You damn right.
You're the pro definition.
We the best.
Oh, look at that little tiny M&M. Oh, that's M&M. He's still tiny, though.
Yeah.
None of them are M&M.
Nope. This one's Slim Shady.
They're all
Slim. That's Slim Shady.
They're all of them, because if you remember, he said there's a little Slim Shady in all of us.
Oh,
Jared.
Shit.
Those are in the lyrics. That's canon.
Yeah.
He's right. But was this from an EP or an LP?
I think it was the LP, wasn't it?
Okay, the LPs are canon. The EPs,
yeah,
they're not.
That's that side shit that happens at the same time, but doesn't make sense.
Yep. Like a Pokemon movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the Dragon Ball movies.
Yeah. None of it happened whatsoever.
Don't fucking watch the live action.
We've never seen something so powerful. What about that one guy that you just fought, that you fought for a whole 2 hours?
Yeah,
right. That you had to fuse into that fusion.
And now you're trying to say Super Janimba is that fucking shit. No, man. No.
Bothers me.
Yeah.
Bothers me.
Yeah, boy. I'm not gonna lie. I think I need to take a leak.
That they continued the storyline or something? Go ahead, take a leak.
No, I want to hear this.
They continued the storyline of Super even though the show stopped. Because they kept the manga going.
Well, yeah, I knew that.
That pisses me off.
What?
Oh, man, get over it. They had to get more manga out so they could make some more show, dude.
Well, there's no more show.
You fucking whiny.
Nah, it pissed me off, man. It should have been a show. Forget them. We don't want the comic anymore.
It's whatever,
not,
dude.
Not
the 1982. Comic is, the comic is 9 times out of 10 better than a fucking anime.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Unless it's bizarre.
Yeah, because one, you don't get all of that filler bullshit.
Yeah. They show everything in a comic
book. All right.
Anime,
and shit that takes 12 fucking episodes, you know, happens in 2 issues.
Listen.
Fuck. You're a fucking fuck, Rick.
There's animes that are almost one for one the manga.
There are a few. Yeah.
Attack on Titan's a perfect example.
My Hero Academia. Until the 5th season where they swapped an arc and they did it backwards. But
dude, My Hero's great.
That shit's dope, yeah.
I like My Hero.
It's definitely better than Naruto.
It's probably my favorite right now.
Naruto sucks.
Of all time, though, that's gotta be like Cowboy Bebop.
OG,
Cowboy Bebop's good.
Or
Bebop.
Samurai Champloo.
Bebop.
You guys ever see Champloo?
Samurai Champloo.
Yeah. That fucking shit. It had the best Champloo. Fucking music, dude. The best music.
Afro Samurai was pretty good.
Afro Samurai was amazing. Did you know that was a manga?
It was
not written for Samuel L. Jackson? Like I thought for a very long time.
That's crazy.
I really did, because I mean, like, look at the fucking character, dude. That looks so much like Samuel L. Jackson. Maybe it's just because he's a bad motherfucker. I don't know.
It's true.
Yeah.
Give me a lemonade, he says. And then fucking kills everybody in the bar. Like
that lemonade, though.
Dude, that looked so good.
Yeah, boy.
You know what pisses me off is Pokemon.
Oh, yeah?
How do they keep that show from evolving? Like, it's the same fucking show.
Because it's for kids, bro, and you can get shit past kids.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Was for kids, and Yu-Gi-Oh! Evolved.
Did it? They just got new rules, bro. Let's be real. It's the same shit. We've seen that anime. We've seen that anime 4 fucking times.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're talking the American toned down trash version, the Japanese version is so different.
This guy is going to try to get all fucking with it.
It's true, though. I know, you know that what's sounds really very good. American nerdy, but that's...
You know what's true. Really fucking good? Is the right. Japanese version of Power Rangers fucking Super Force.
Super Sentai something?
It's like Gokiger. Let me go find it. I'll tell you the fucking name.
I heard Super Sentai is like 1,000 times better than...
It really is, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I heard they're Red Ranger and every Zord ever and all that shit. That
Kaizoku Sentai Gokiger.
I like the Go Rangers. Yeah.
You need to fucking watch that shit. It's so good. They're pirates and shit.
Oh, yeah. And fucking... That was like Megaforce or something here, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I thought it was... Was it Megaforce? I said Super Force.
That's where they got every ranger ever, though.
Yeah.
Or every and here it's so butchered, but in Japan it's like
it's fucking it's phenomenal, like bro.
Yeah,
it is so good. Like, oh man.
Man, yeah. That
How
was
fucking
when...
whack are we talking about goddamn Power Rangers?
Dude,
it's
Power
so
Rangers.
Good though.
Dope. Fucking, I remember when Power Rangers came out here.
You don't know shit about Power Rangers, Rick.
You don't. Shit. You really don't.
I remember
asking
when
what the shattered grid is and shit.
I remember fucking Power Rangers. I just watched the first couple seasons, okay? Maybe a little. I watched up until the second movie.
Dude, the motherfucking Psycho Rangers, bro. You need to go watch that. That shit was fucking good.
I don't know.
Fucking bitch ass. Talk about watching Japanese Yu-Gi-Oh! But won't go watch some Power Rangers. Fucking...
Man, Japanese Yu-Gi-Oh! Pretty fucking good.
I've had it with you, Rick.
Man. You know, it was a good anime? Case Closed.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good one. That's
sad.
A good one.
What about...
I'm sad they ended that here.
What?
Claymore?
That was a good one.
I don't know if I've ever even seen Claymore.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah. Good one.
Alright, we're gonna go back. What about motherfucking,
Lupin
shit.
The Third.
That was that was where Lupin. I was going with it. That's good shit.
Shin-Chan? Loved
Shin-Chan was the whip, dude.
Fuck, dude. But...
Yeah, that guy's always pulling his ass out.
Nah, you know what's really good, motherfucking... Nah, I ain't gonna say that one. I ain't gonna admit that I like that one.
Well, My Little Pony?
Nah. It's an anime.
My Little Pony.
More on the girly side, though, if you get down to it.
Oh.
Zombie
shit.
High School. Whatever
you talking about High School of the Dead? That one was shit.
That one was okay.
That one... I mean, come on. That chick matrixed that thing with her boobs... Like,
yeah,
her boobs jiggled just in time, bro. Ain't that some shit?
My phone's going off. It was a little fucking, a little fan service-y.
Yeah, the fan service is okay if it's like small doses, but if that's what's built around, I mean,
Joe's not even looking, and Joe designed this motherfucking shit.
I have one of those stickers somewhere around here.
Hell yeah. Hey, that's crazy. You're one of the dudes. I was listening to the episode where you were chatting to us.
Yeah.
And now you're part of the fucking... You're another cog in the machine now.
Yeah, ain't that some shit?
Yeah.
Look at me go. Yeah. Who'd have thunk it?
Man, fucking... I got a new...
fucking what's his name? Fucking Jimmy's dad to the fucking All-Star Brawls.
What?
Yeah, Jimmy Neutron's dad is in.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
What the
That's
fuck?
That's dope. I'm about to go and fucking play right now.
He's not in it yet. He's in it. He's in it this summer.
Hugh Neutron, wasn't that his name? Hugh?
Yeah.
Right now we got the,
has Shredder come out?
Yeah, Shredder was the second DLC.
Is that shit crossplay? I'll fucking stripe your ass right now, Rick. I swear to God.
I don't know.
I'm trying to play mine now, but it won't start.
Fucking about to Google it.
Jenny the Robot came out today, and then this summer we get Hugh, and then this fall we get Rocco.
Oh, that's dope. I love Rocco.
Yeah.
I got some Rocco socks.
That's fucking dope. And so far they added Garfield and Shredder.
Oh,
and
dude.
Secondary costumes for everyone. And two stages. Man, they've been pumping shit out for that. And it's all free.
It is totally fucking cross-platform with all platforms.
Hell yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, dude.
We'll have to play them.
Yup. That's cool. That gives me a reason to play that.
Hell yeah.
Let me get this cool-ass fucking...
I play that shit with my son.
He stripes that ass, doesn't he?
It's a pretty decent fucking fighting game. It's just...
Motherfucking, check this out.
Oh, Stimpy, hell
yeah. Yeah, dude. This chick I worked with, she brought this to me as a going away present when I quit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, on my last day, she brought it in. She was like, I hope this one's okay. And I was like, dude, I fucking love Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't even a thing. That's the coolest shit ever.
It's fucking dope, dog.
Oh, man. You want to see the fucking...
Yeah. I want to see the fucking... Okay. Yeah, the fucking... Oh, shit.
Alright, let's see here. Motherfucking...
It updates the game. It'll fucking...
The Last Ronin, son.
Update or some shit. And then I have to delete it and then re-download it.
Oh, shit. It's Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah. And Shaggy,
Gundam.
Too. And Gundam that, Wing. That got fucking Yoshi.
Oh yeah, Yoshi and then some little dudes.
Got a little red Yoshi egg. Those are my Warhammer.
This is in your living room?
No, nah, this is my desk.
Oh, your desk. You got your office.
Yeah, check out this cool thing I painted if I can. There we go.
Hell yeah.
Little Halloween, man.
I mean... I'd show you dope shit, but it's just my fucking bedroom.
Hey, I got some cool shit in my bedroom, too.
I mean, No.
I got cool shit all over my house, dude. I like cool shit. I probably shouldn't buy as much cool shit as I do, but...
I got this.
That's what I got a job for, bro. I got this cool Pikachu controller.
Oh, yeah, I bought my son that one.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's kind of trash.
Christmas. This is kind of trashed.
Got a bunch of Digimon cards. I got this sweet ass pie. Check this out. God damn it.
It's hot.
Yeah, boy.
Is that one of those max
fucking... Do what?
I eat out of wax.
Eat out of wax?
No, that pie. Is that a wax?
No, that's a real pie.
That's
motherfucking cookie dough crust peanut butter chocolate pie.
I'm an alcoholic, so I keep, you know.
My man, keep that thing on you. Keep that thing on you.
Bottle this by my side.
Oh, yo. Since we don't have that weird green screen shit going on, I can show you that sticker I was trying to show you on my deck box.
Oh, hell yeah. I should not have sniffed that alcohol.
Bow.
Yeah, it's the Joe sticker.
Bow.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude.
G sub zero. But we made it.
And I got the one of him as Raiden somewhere around here, too.
Yeah, fucking Nate.
Yeah.
That's Nate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, shit. I got a bunch of them stickers all over the fucking place, really.
Man. Yeah, I don't... Like, my pops, are the pops that I have are in this closet, so all my cool shit... I got kids. Well, you got kids, too, but...
Yeah.
My kids are wild. Fuck.
Thank God mine aren't, man. Mine listen.
My shit's everywhere. Fucking... I got some dope controllers. I got a 20th anniversary edition controller.
Hell yeah.
Back when
me
I
too.
Had...
Me too. PlayStation controller.
Mine's an Xbox controller. Is it the
PS4
controller?
It's the gray one. Yeah, the gray one with the old logo. Oh, man. I love that fucking controller.
Those are so dope.
I poured the fucking grips off of that the analog sticks on that thing.
That PS4 theme is my theme on PS4, so I hear the PS1 startup sound. I love it.
Hell yeah.
Fucking, like, that hits me right in the nostalgia, because I was a dead-ass little kid with PS1.
Hell yeah. Did you play a lot of Spyro?
No. See, by the time Spyro came out, I was a little older.
Oh, where?
So, I was, like, 11 or 12. And I was like, I ain't fucking with this kid shit. But I mean, I grew up on fucking violent ass video games.
Right.
So Spyro was like, this is just little kid shit.
All right. You played violent games. Did you play fucking Overkill?
Overkill, yeah.
That was a cool one.
Is that the one that never came out?
No, it came
That's
out.
That's Thrill Kill.
Yeah, Thrill Kill.
Overkill.
Overkill, it had like a clown dude.
Oh, over
a couple other characters.
Loaded.
He had green hair. Oh yeah. That was it. My bad. No.
Overkill's a game too, though. Similar to that. Fucking Loaded and Reloaded are two of my favorite PlayStation games.
Yeah, those are cool fucking games. Dude.
Yeah, those games are wild. I was actually playing them not too long ago on my other laptop.
Motherfucker playing games with his tongue hanging out and shit. Look at him.
Yeah.
Get in that, he said. Get in your ass, Mr. Postman.
Hey, what game are you playing? What?
Elden Ring.
Elden Ring?
Good that old game Elven is... Rings.
Dog, that game is so good.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Did you beat Godric yet?
Nah, dude, I haven't managed to get to play.
I haven't beat Godric.
I've been doing a whole lot of other shit, like watching TV and stuff.
I've been playing Elden Ring. My brother just picked it up. So sitting on the phone talking about it. Like, we're so into this game that he might go out and buy an Xbox.
Hell
just
yeah.
Just so we can play together.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, like, he's super fucking into it. And... It's a great-ass game.
It's one of the best games that's been made in a long time.
Yeah, and it's really not even that hard.
It's not once you figure out how to play.
You just gotta
They just don't hold your hand and tell you how to play.
Yeah, well, I did find out there was a tutorial.
Yeah, sort of.
That I completely missed.
Yeah.
I just did it. As a level 36 person.
Have you beat Tree Sentinel?
Yeah, I beat Tree Sentinel today.
He's fucking... Yeah, boy.
I whooped his ass.
How high did you have to level up?
Up to 36.
No shit. I was only like 15.
Well, I'll tell you this. I haven't tried it. This was my first time actually fighting him.
Word.
Because I was so nervous.
Yeah, fuck, man. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go. And when I fought him like several fucking times, you know, over a couple of days. And then one time I was like, huh, for funsies, check this out. And I ran straight for him and I fucked him up, dude. It was great. I got fucking rock hard, you know. When you finally beat a boss in that game, it's a wild feeling.
It is. I took down 4 or 5 bosses today.
Yeah.
And there's so many bosses. And even enemies that are just really fucking hard that aren't bosses.
Dude, like those fucking knights with the halberds that like spin around and whip wind around them and shit in the castle.
That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah. Fuck.
they just did added a bunch of free new missions and bosses and everything.
Did too, they? Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
So there's man. Like random shit in the game.
It is. Listen, I was playing yesterday.
My guy in every single Souls game has always been known as Samurai Jesus.
All right.
Oh, hell yeah.
I like it.
He looks like Moist Critical.
Yeah, Let me see. My stats. I'm level 74 right now without using no glitches or hacks or...
Shit. You know what? I forgot to say this. I wanted to say this at the fucking beginning. Fucking happy birthday, Dave. We're recording this on Dave's fucking birthday.
Yeah.
So, fucking happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Brooklyn Beatdown's not the same without your goofy ass. Even if you're
keeping it going, recording
slow. And in. Yeah,
oh,
and
shit.
Fucking. He liked those things too. Oh, those are mac and cheese flavored? That sounds gross. Like.
I had to bring these up because you mentioned David, and I was about to say something about my David seed.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Mac and cheese. Disgusting.
You remember that day he had a fucking can of chew?
Yeah.
Can of chew.
Just spitting everywhere in water bottles.
Well, get you a chow.
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
Man, speaking of chew, Donnie is a chewer.
Yeah.
Johnny. Yeah, Donnie.
I remember him chewing and spitting at the crib. Ugh.
That shit's gross.
They still do it. And I was like
yes. I've done it a couple of times, but it's so fucking gross.
Is it? You feel like you just smoked a cigarette when you're done? Like, yeah, that felt
no,
great.
No. I feel like I want to smoke a cigarette to get the fucking film out of my mouth.
Oh.
Like, fucking...
I can't imagine, like, man, I really need my nicotine right now. Hold on. Let's get it in here. Oh, yeah.
All right, what was you saying?
Nicotine is so good.
The fucking lip bulging plum the fuck out. Mm.
Yes. Yeah. That's gross.
Nasty.
Man, I had some Starburst edibles last night.
Yeah?
I decided right now I'm an edible guy.
Yeah?
I think edibles are my preferred high.
Edibles don't do shit to me.
Ah, see, that sucks.
I have a buddy that also says edibles don't do shit to him, and that is fucking awful.
Yeah, that is.
I tried it so bad, man.
I feel really bad for you.
It's weird that you like edibles, but you say you don't like the taste.
Yeah, I hate the taste. But I like the feeling, so it's, you know, it's worth putting up with the taste.
Word.
You know, I don't like mushrooms, and I do shrooms.
Some of them,
but I won't eat a mushroom pizza.
I don't like mushrooms either, but I've also never done shrooms.
Oh, yeah, see, I'm sitting there with a handful of fucking shrooms. I'm like, man, I'm gonna do shrooms so bad. And I'm like, but I don't like mushrooms. This looks really unappealing to me. But I want to do shrooms, but I don't like mushrooms. Finally, I just said, fuck it. Threw it in my mouth. And it was gross because they're really dry and they get caught in between your teeth and shit. And, yeah. It was awful. But it was a fun experience. I would definitely suggest trying it one day.
I will, eventually.
Yeah. Unless you
have a
bad trip.
I'm sure I'd have a good time.
Bad trips suck.
I have a lot of problems with, like, anxiety and shit. That's why I haven't done it. But once I, like, get past all that, I think I'll go for it.
Have you done any psychedelics?
I have not.
Man.
I have not. I feel like I have too many weird things going on with me that I would not have a good time.
Man.
I'm never in like the right state of mind to just do it.
I'll tell you this. My first time doing psychedelics, I was in the worst state of mind ever. It was late 2019, just getting out of jail and shit.
Word.
And like that shit actually opened me up a little bit. And I fucking, and I'm not saying fucking it's the answer to everything or to go do this or anything, but fucking shrooms, they uplifted me a little bit. I did a little bit of acid, it uplifted me a little bit. Those were two nights that I wasn't sad all night long. I just got Shrek. A pig on his head.
Pig head.
No, it's a Shrek bill.
Like that homie from Demon Slayer.
Oh, it's a goblin. Man, I summoned two of them little dudes.
Fucking goblin.
But but yeah, you know, those were two nights that I just had a good night all night long with no fucking sadness, and it was fucking crazy. But I was around people I loved, and it was a good atmosphere. Now, yeah. I don't know. The last time I did them, Ange just went to bed, and I was pretty much sitting alone in my bedroom. Oof. That's not the way to do them.
Yeah.
Like, that was a terrible trip. Like, I've tripped with Joe several times, and it's always been great. And we were watching Mega Trip 64 or something, weren't we?
Oh, yeah. That shit's crazy, dude.
Yeah, when you already got tracers and shit going on.
I gotta pee. I'll be right back.
All right. He's going fucking pee-pee. So while he pee-pees, Joe, fucking, what level are you?
74.
God damn. Did you beat Godric?
I believe so. I believe he's dead already in my game. I don't know if you fight him again.
Damn.
No.
Damn. What are you a prisoner? Are you what are you?
I'm a samurai.
A samurai.
Yeah, I finally actually be a samurai.
A hammerai, okay. And what weapon are you using?
I've been building this weapon the whole game. It's called a dismounter.
A dismounter.
And I got the meteorite staff with the knight shield.
So you don't have a katana?
Oh yeah, I do.
But you don't use it regularly.
I got the Moonbeel +2 in the...
Hold on. Get the fuck out. You got the Moonbeel?
Yeah.
Man. I gotta get that. I've been watching fucking videos on it. This game is so fucking good. Oh, look at his little dance. Little dance.
You like that?
Man. All right, welcome back. I hope you had a good pee-pee.
It was a glorious pee.
What I wanted to tell you is fucking, man, psychedelics aren't like how people make them out to be. That really disappointed me. Like, I remember, like, Kel and Dave doing shrooms long before I ever did shrooms. Like, back when we were teenagers. And they're like, oh, look, it's Gumby, and oh, Optimus Prime is chasing me, and blah, 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 all this shit. But when I finally did shrooms, you don't really hallucinate like that. Like, you're seeing tracers, colors are more vibrant,
yeah,
things
like,
are
I mean,
wavy.
I've heard all that. Yeah, like, I know you don't really, like, see things, you know?
No one ever told me that.
I've heard that a lot. But that's always because people are trying to get me to do it with them.
Oh. Now,
I guess I just seem like a guy that you would want to trip with. I don't know.
You do. Like, I'd trip with you. Fucking, I'll tell you, the wild one was DMT.
Yeah, DMT.
And that's
is that shit where you see the spirit world for like 15 seconds?
Yeah. Listen. DMT. What makes DMT so dangerous to me, anyways, was with acid and with shrooms, there's a buildup. Like, it's not instant.
I'm being very just out there and open about what I'm doing right now, Anna. Put that on. You're gonna have to edit that out of the video, my guy.
Yeah, what did you do?
I was hitting this. You need to edit this part out. But I was hitting this, and then I just immediately went, like, from one way.
Oh. Yeah, I just smoked a whole joint on here.
Well, I mean, I ain't allowed, you know?
Yeah, no, I listen, I, I'll edit it out. Oh, fucking man. People won't fucking see it.
Do you got the same Godskin healer or no?
No. I don't know what I have. That game's a mystery to me still. Like, I just walk
I'm
around
still trying
and kill
to figure
shit.
It out, man.
Yeah. Like, there's no set path. It's just go.
And they basically throw you in and they're like, fuck you.
You got a Back for Blood shirt on or hat on?
Yeah, I was free.
That's pretty fucking dope. Fucking anyways, like I was saying, fucking shrooms and acid, it takes, you know, 15 to 30. It's like an edible. It's got a kick in time.
Yeah.
You know, fucking DMT, as soon as you exhale, you're getting punched in the fucking face with wackiness.
Right.
And I wasn't, no one told me that. I was not expecting that. So to go from 0 to 100 in the blink of an eye caught me off guard.
I bet.
It's a me, man.
Like,
it made me take 3 hits in a row, big ass dab hits too. Like, this idea.
As soon as I exhaled, everything I heard sounded like I was in a tin can. Everyone in front of me was now tripled, so it looked like I was in a room. I was in a room with like 12 people in it. Legitly. And then those 12 people all tripled.
Oh, fuck.
So what was that, like 36?
11-7.
It was a lot. And, I fucking was sitting next to myself and I watched myself melt away. And, it was weird. And yeah, it doesn't last long.
Yeah, it doesn't last that long at all.
It's like...
I got a goddamn 5 head, my G.
Yeah, it's short. It's like... It's like crack, but it's like a dog.
It's like crack.
You know, I hear that doesn't last long either.
Oh. A damn shame.
The addiction to it is lifelong, but the high is not.
That's why. Is that why you stay addicted forever? Because you can't just gotta keep trying to just keep staying high.
Yeah. Like, oh, darn it. It's over with.
Right. Like fruit strike gum, man. Goddamn.
That gum tastes good too.
Oh, it's the best gum ever.
And it's like it's
gone
like,
in 5 seconds.
You gotta eat that whole fucking pack, man.
Yeah.
For it to feel like you even chewed a piece of gum, because it's just it's oh wow, oh it's dead.
Luna bought a pack of it the other day, and I was like, oh my god, that's still a thing. Let me get a piece. And then I was like, yep, it lasts about as long as I expected it to.
Man, I remember back in the 90s, there was this gum called Cineburst gum.
And I remember that shit.
It was like Big Red and all those kind of gums, but it had like little bursts of flavor. Well,
burnt your mouth.
Yeah, a few years back, fucking 2016, Angie's mom found a pack, and me and Dave chewed it. And it was from 91, and it was not good anymore.
Oh, yeah.
It was,
imagine that.
I also, one time when I was a little kid, chewed bubble gum. So this was, had to have been like 97, and I bought a pack of Garbage Pail Kids. They were from 86. My dumbass not realizing it was from 86. Oh, wow, piece of gum in here? Ugh. It just turned to fucking dust.
I bet it was like that.
Gooey. Y'all remember them milk jugs of gum that was like powder, but when you put it in your mouth, it would turn into gum?
Yeah.
Oh, good job. Man. It had
palm trees or something on the label.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was always like pink lemonade flavor.
Mm-hmm.
That shit
that
was
one
good.
Was the good one.
I remember those. And then the tropical lemonade one was dope, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Man.
They had the pink one, the green one, and
those were the best snacks were around then, you know?
You remember the candy band-aids or the gum band-aids that came in a
Ouch!
Yeah.
Ouch, sour gum. Yeah, boy. That's the best shit.
And bubble tape. My son had some bubble tape.
Oh, man, Luna buys bubble tape all the fucking time, and it just fucking blows my mind.
I remember like double Bubba. Two flavors in one. Hubba Bubba.
Those cheap ass fucking double bubbles.
Yeah.
Like the grape flavor. That was my shit.
Man.
They were like 25 cents a piece.
You remember when those fucking bags of chips were 25 cents a piece?
Yeah.
25 or 4 for a dollar. Now
a can of Coke was fucking 50 cents.
Now they're 2 for a dollar. Some places I've seen them being sold for a dollar.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what the fuck, dude? What
is this world?
A 20 ounce Coke used to be a dollar.
And now it costs the same as a 2 liter.
You paid $1.25 at school, and I was like, man, I'm getting ripped off here.
Yep.
Ripping me off a quarter. Fucking now, that's a good fucking price.
Yeah. Oh, shit, $1.25? Let me get 3.
Yeah, like, fucking... Everything has gone up so tremendously. It's fucking crazy. Except for video games have kind of stayed. Like, even going up to 70, like, they were that expensive when we weren't buying games.
Yeah.
Like, when it was our parents buying games, games were expensive as fuck. Which is crazy to me. I started buying games.
I planted a watermelon.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Where at? In your yard?
Down by the pond.
Down by the pond.
Yeah, boy.
Man.
Yeah.
You got a lot of property if you ever got to hide a body.
We got, that's like, great. 6 tomato plants.
You should buy a chicken.
I don't want up animals.
No, but
I have, it's like a nature reserve over here. I got plenty of animals. They're just wild animals.
Think about a chicken, though. Right.
Chickens are fucking terrible, dude. They're goddamn scary. First off, I don't give a fuck. I hate eggs. I don't eat eggs.
Your family loves eggs.
They do, but like, no, man, fuck eggs.
Your lady.
My sister gets chickens. I'll get eggs from her.
Your lady can flip eggs really well.
Yeah.
Like, she's got a very impressive egg flip. They all three of them have this impressive egg flip. That's the signature Urson egg flip. Their dad taught him that. It's intimidating to me. It makes me. Because when.
Fuck out of an egg, man.
She taught me how to make eggs. She was doing the flip. And I said, man, how the hell are you doing that? You throwing that shit in the air and catching it?
Yeah. That's wild.
Fucking like tricks you're doing. Like,
I could probably do it. Like when I'm tossing fries at work, I like to get fancy and make a big wave with it and catch it, you know.
Oh shit, man.
When I toss the seasoning on my fries, I like to fucking bow, bow, you know.
You're the salt guy. Like,
I do that with the onions on shit.
Fucking. Fucking A. What? So you can just cook anything, like anything on the menu. You know how to cook it, then?
Yeah.
And you went into this with zero cooking experience.
Me?
Yeah.
No, man.
Oh, you had some cook. Oh, yeah, you cooked it.
I've been a cook since I've started working, pretty much. Like, damn. I tried other jobs, but I didn't fucking like them.
I've been
since. But I do enjoy cooking. Like,
hell yeah.
Throw in a fucking earbud and turn on some good ass music and get in a zone and just whip that shit out, like, fast.
Man, so you have a good day. Yeah, see, I gotta talk to people and shit.
And see, now that I'm at this new job, dude, compared to fucking Applebee's, this new job, these people are fucking cool as shit.
And they appreciate you.
And they do, yeah. You know, like, and
that makes a difference.
It really does. Fucking, it really does.
That's how my job was. And then my boss quit. Mm. And now it's been hell. And it was the longest week I've had in a long time. And I'm glad we're doing a beatdown, because, like, fucking A, it's been a week, man.
Huh. Yeah, I've been wondering. I was like, when's the next one?
Yeah, it's. I know it's been a minute. Fucking.
You've been awful quiet in the group chat there, man.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
You have.
I'm on my account, Dab Shinobi, because my other one has 2 30-day bans.
So what you're saying is we got to add you to group chat.
Yeah.
All right, I got you.
Dab Shinobi.
Man, you're fucking really good at catching those bands.
Always.
It's for no reason, too. I'll share someone's post, and then I'll get banned for it.
Man,
sharing people's shit, man.
No reason. This is a guy in a thong in a shower with fucking shampoo and conditioner sitting on his dick. Why'd they ban me? Here's a picture of SpongeBob holding his cock. Why am I banned?
Imagine that.
I don't understand.
Holy shit.
You had SpongeBob holding my cock? That was never happened.
I said SpongeBob holding his cock. Not yours.
Oh, I was about to say, what? You making this up?
All right, guys, I'm going to do a dab. I'm not wearing any pants. Dab.
Oh, yeah, check this out. No pants.
Mm-hmm.
No mas pantalones.
That's what I'm known for, the thong dab.
Jeez, man. Wild.
Fucking, this guy had thong parties.
Yeah, thong
parties. He had a thong barbecue.
Thong barbecue, thong party.
Banana hammock.
Yeah, go on.
He came and it was dope, dude.
Man, fucking.
Especially church bug, man.
Fucking village fucking hidden in the banana church. Hammock.
Fucking church.
Yeah, church bug came, dude.
Oh, God. That did not sound good at all.
Church came?
Yeah, church came. It was great.
Church came hard.
Oh, yeah. Was it, was he shooting ropes?
Yeah.
I think it was him. I think Little Jane.
About 9 ropes. It went about 9 ropes. Yeah. 9 yeah. Solid ropes and a couple little dribblers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A couple little dribblers.
Yeah.
This motherfucker. Oh, shit. A couple little dribblers.
So fucking disgusting, man.
But, oh, man.
Ben Dave. Game.
Like, if I catch a little spritz on the chin, it's cool, you know? Because it wasn't you just straight busting on me.
It was just this a little was... dribbler. Yeah. This is just a little dribbler.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, sometimes it's a dribble.
Hey, man, yeah.
It's not always a full burst.
Hey, man. We can't all be full bursts.
Not every beam.
But you
Goku
know what? We can all do
man.
A little dribble.
Yeah. Fucking A. Man. Did you see Jackass yet?
Oh, man.
God, you really fucking let me down. Don't watch it with your kids, though.
Oh, I mean, I might actually. Fuck it.
Dude, my neighbor really wanted me to, and I'm like, no. Nah.
I'm not watching Jackass with my kids. Like, I mean, if they end up watching it, whatever. But I mean, and they're not gonna end up watching it anytime soon, but
it's a good fucking movie.
I think I might like find it on like Amazon and rent it or something, because yeah, I feel like it'd be worth it, because I do enjoy the Jackass movie.
It's on Paramount Plus.
And I don't want to see 4.5 before I see the actual movie.
It's on Paramount Plus, my dog.
Word. You got Paramount Plus?
I do. I'll send you the deets.
Edit that out.
Fuck Paramount Plus. So I don't care if they fucking know. Fucking,
they're gonna go up on their prices.
Fucking.
Start shadow banning people or whatever the fuck that Netflix is doing.
Halo shows Master Chief's ass a lot, and I guess he has.
Dude, I've heard that a lot.
Sex in this episode.
As a matter of fact, I watched a video today where a dude was bitching about it. Do what?
What? What's my rug burn? Oh, that's just when you rub your arm on something real hard.
Does he know what an Indian burn is?
No, I'm not gonna tell him either.
Man.
I'm not gonna tell him.
I will.
I have no idea. I bought him a new bed, set up his new bed. How to watch TV on a phone. I don't know what the fuck he's... What's a rug burn? I don't know.
Man. I'll show him what an Indian burn is. Motherfucking. I'll be that uncle. Like, you don't ever see me, but when you do, you best know you're getting an Indian burn. Like, hey, let me show you a trick. He'd probably fuck me up.
Oh man.
Either that or he'd be like, that is the coolest shit ever. I'm about to fuck some kids up.
Yeah, well, he did. Listen, he's been a little bad at school.
Again?
He told the teacher to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Then when he came back, he proceeded to beat two kids up. Like, he took on two kids at once.
Okay. Was he being the bully?
No, he was getting picked on and then just whooped ass.
Then fuck yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at him. You know, as long as you're defending yourself. But I think since he whooped the other two kids' asses, he got in trouble.
Of course. I mean, of course.
I was like, well, that's impressive. He goes, you know, the one kid's trying to choke me, so I had to punch him in the stomach. And I'm like, oh, God, these are little kids.
Oh, man. He might be a fucking fighter, bro.
Yeah.
Teach him how to box. Something.
Like, holy shit.
Teach him some motherfucking Muay Thai.
Remind me of fucking. He's gonna be like Hook. You see fucking Hook and Danhausen in AEW?
I ain't watched no wrestling, dude.
Yeah, I don't really watch it either. It's all over my timeline. Fucking Hook is Taz's son.
Oh, word.
He's like an angsty teenager.
Oh, word. Ew.
Yeah, no, he's...
I guess at least he has a gimmick.
Yeah, no, it's a weird gimmick. But he's with Danhausen now, so it makes it a little better. Fucking, I love me that Danhausen. Fucking...
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
This guy's eating grape nuts or something.
He's eating them fucking mac and cheese sunflower seeds, buddy.
Hey, what is a corn nut?
A corn nut is a fucking... Isn't it like a corn that's been dried to where it's like as hard as a nut?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I'll Google it and tell you, man. I got the Google right here.
How many screens you rocking?
Just one.
Is it big though? Like,
no, my good screen fucked up, so now I'm back to my old jank screen. Old trusty.
Man, this headset's going jank.
What was I looking up? Corn nut.
Yeah, corn nuts. What the fuck? You guys remember Sobe drinks?
Oh man, I loved that shit. Their strawberry daiquiri.
Is that the one that was like thick? The thick
pink one?
Pink, yeah.
That was a good fucking drink.
I never drank that because it looked like milk to me.
Oh, man, it was so good.
Oh, God.
known as concha in Peru and Colombia. Corn nuts are simply roasted or deep fried corn, giant white kernel, corn kernels. Once you get these kernels, which are available at South American grocery stores, specialty food stores, and the local shop known as Amazon.
What about in the groceries, the gas station, right? Corn nuts?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, it's roasted or deep fried giant white corn kernel.
Hey, you know what's underrated?
Google.
A bugle. A bugle. Bugles underrated. Are
the fucking shit, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cheddar one.
Ooh. Yeah, those are good.
Dip them in some fucking queso.
They got flaming hot cheddar and sour cream ruffles.
That sounds gross as fuck.
That sounds fucking delicious. Wait, what? Dude,
that sounds terrible.
What?
Terrible.
The two best flavors mixed together.
T-U-R-R-B-L-E. Terrible.
The two best flavors mixed together.
That's gross as fuck, dude.
Which
flaming
one is
hot is nasty as fuck.
You don't like flaming hot Cheetos?
Flaming hot is the nastiest shit.
Oh, God. And he hates Monopoly.
Goddamn right I hate Monopoly. Fuck Monopoly. Fuck Flamin' Hot. And what's that other thing you like that I can't stand?
The Spice Girls?
No, Spice Girls is that shit.
Yeah, they
were revolutionary, my dude.
It was a good movie. I like Spice World.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta get with my friends and shit.
Really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Man.
Spice World was, though.
He's not even listening.
Oh man.
I just said Spice World was dope. How am I not listening?
Oh, I thought you said dumb.
Yeah, I
thought you said Spice World was dumb.
I used to watch that all the time, man.
Yeah, my sister used to be real big into them.
Yeah, same here.
And NSYNC.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears. That was some dope ass music. Christina Aguilera, I used to have a little boy.
I was watching a fucking show on HBO the other day about fucking Yakuza and shit. And this one dude was like, he busted out singing fucking the Backstreet Boys song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The I Want It That Way. What do you think that song is about?
That way. Butt sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you for real?
They're two worlds apart, man.
You think so?
She wants it in the V, he wants it in the A, man.
You think so?
I want it that way.
Yeah, that's what I heard it is.
That's butt sex.
Okay, apparently that's what Japanese people think too, I guess. At least in that show. And that show, that dude was like, yeah, like, it's crazy that a dude would be able to just say that to a woman, you know? And dude's like, what are you talking about? He's like, I want it that way, you know? And I was like, wow.
Yeah, that's
not
what
they
meant. I never
got that from that song.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what I always thought.
I never understood the song, to be completely honest. It doesn't make sense, but I thought maybe it was like a breakup song or something.
Nope, he's pleading.
You know,
pleading, wants to.
That makes sense. It ain't nothing but a mistake, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe it's about him slipping it in without saying anything.
Yeah, because he wanted it that way.
Yeah.
I want it that way.
Yeah.
That's his one desire.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck, man. Yeah. Accident. Let me slip it in. Pow!
So the Japanese people really think that, huh?
I mean, that's what it was in the show. Like, I don't speak for that. Like, that's just, you know, a show. But, like, it might, could be, I guess.
Man, I was just completely making that up that entire time. Yeah. I just took a shot in the dark.
Word.
Butt sex.
Hell yeah. I mean...
Butt fucking's got us through a lot on the Brooklyn
Beatdown. Butt fucking and crack. That's what this podcast is about.
Yeah. Butt crack.
You need to just change the description now. Get together and talk about crackheads and butt fucking.
Well, yeah. Cool song. Crack Rock City posted up on.
Butt fucking.
The butt fucking crackheads. Oh my god. What are you drinking right there? That looks delicious.
Man.
Jungle juice?
Yeah.
He just mix a bunch of shit together?
No, dude. It's a very specific mixture. Oh. This is like off-brand, though. It's Fruit Punch, though, Mountain Dew, and rum. Right? Mm. But I didn't have any Fruit Punch, so I just got a Code Red. Yeah, girl.
What would Fruit Punch and what?
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
Yeah, green Mountain Dew.
Okay,
regular-ass Mountain Dew.
So you got that Christmas Mountain Dew that was just a mixture of the red Mountain Dew and the green Mountain Dew.
No.
No, you made it yourself by mixing the two Mountain Dews with some rum.
No.
Oh.
No, like Fruit Punch, like juice. Fruit Punch.
And Mountain Dew.
And Mountain Dew.
But today you didn't have Fruit Punch, so you got Code
so
Red.
I just got Code Red.
And mixed it with green Mountain Dew?
No, and just mixed it with rum.
Oh, you left the Mountain Dew out. You said Code Red. Because
I already got a Mountain Dew, but it's just red already.
I thought you were mixing the
Jesus,
green,
man. Green Mountain Dew. It's not too. Rocket science.
Oh. What kind of rum?
Sailor Jerry.
None.
That's a good rum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also Captain Morgan White rum in there too, but I prefer Sailor Jerry.
I prefer a Costillo's.
Is that good shit?
$16 a liter.
I don't deal in those measurements.
What measurements do you deal with?
You know.
Ounces. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Ounces.
Okay. Yeah. So fucking weed sizes. I got it.
And oh, dance. I got yo.
I got an ounce and a half of wax.
I think that's somebody better.
Someone just pulled up.
Thanks, sir.
Like.
Oh, shit.
Dog.
Shredder.
Listen, I bought some Kool-Aid.
Oh, you gotta buy this shit?
I bought. What? Yeah, I gotta buy my weed, unfortunately.
What? This bitch should be free. Why is she $5?
Oh, hold on. I'm getting a phone call.
Oh, God.
Hey, what up? You're live on the fucking Brooklyn Beatdown.
Who that is?
Dragon Magic. You got Dragon Magic? Can you guys hear him?
Dragon Magic?
He just killed a fucking dragon.
Oh, has he been to the Church of Dragons?
I found out how to get to the big moose I was talking about. It's in the well.
He got to a big moose in the well.
Yeah, looking crazy.
Man.
Is that your brother?
Yeah, that's my brother.
Hell
hey,
yeah.
Let me call you back after my beatdown.
All right,
love you too. Bye. He got fucking dragon magic. He said,
dude, hell
star.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just told him about that shit too.
That dragon sad. Church is cool as fuck.
Me and him been playing so much, we'd be calling each other back and forth. Fucking talking about it.
Hell yeah.
That game is great. Fucking. Anyways, a liter is a step up from a fifth, I think. And it's $16 for one's kind of cheap. It's bottom shelf fucking spiced rum.
Oh, word.
It was good, though.
I was informed that I'm a bit of an alcohol snob.
An alcohol snob?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you drink a Sailor Jerry's, which is a step below Captain Morgan. So. Yeah, too much for alcohol now.
I drink certain things, and I won't drink other things.
Yeah, see, I drink whatever was in front of me.
Like, I like Japanese whiskey. All right.
Japanese whiskey?
Right, but I don't really like other whiskeys.
Oh.
I drank Canada House whiskey. See, when I drank, I wasn't drinking because I enjoyed the drink or, oh, this tastes good and I'm having fun drinking this. I drank because, oh, I'm getting drunk.
I don't like getting drunk.
Oh, yes, that was the point when I drank.
I don't like to get drunk.
No.
I mean, I do sometimes. There are a few days a year that I will get drunk. It's usually like 2 days a year that I'll get drunk.
If I'm drinking, I'm drinking to get drunk. And we would get half cheapest half gallons you can buy and just pass that shit around. See, I started drinking, though, when I was drinking, it was punk rock kids in the punk rock houses. And that's, they're all,
oh,
all
yeah.
That's all they did was
bottom shit. Shelf. Rot gut.
Yeah. And fucking,
are
I got
you cat dog.
No, I'm with Garfield.
Oh. Hey, you were supposed to tell us a scary story or something, Doc.
Oh, was I?
Yeah.
You
don't remember now. He was scared though. Was
the
scared.
Other day I went to bang your mom, but I forgot my board.
Damn.
That was pretty scary.
That is scary.
Probably the most scared I've ever been in my life.
You're bored. Because,
you know, when you go to bang your mom, people have to tie a board around their ass so they don't fall in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I got a lantern set up in there if you want to. Yeah, some people stay the night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just throw toss a coin in the jar.
Have you seen Dune yet?
No.
Your mom was totally in Dune.
I believe it.
Yeah, the big sandworm when it come out and that just big gaping maw.
Yeah, she's in Star Wars too. One of the Star Warses.
Yeah, the Sarlacc pit.
Yeah, she ate.
Actually, your maw's pit.
Yeah. Yeah, they actually edited it down to be smaller because they're like, well, this is too large. We got to do something. We can't. He can't fall into a pit this large.
No, your mom's cool, man.
Yeah, my mom, she's okay. She's an okay lady.
I don't think I've ever met your mom.
Probably not. I don't know. You met my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Yep, that's practically yeah. Your mother-in-law, too.
Yeah.
You probably talk to her less than I do.
Yeah.
Although I haven't talked to her in quite some time since all that shit went down.
Hey, the last time I said anything to her was Christmas.
You lucky dog, you. If I get to see her, that's fun.
Yeah.
I get to see Tom, that's fun.
I don't like that fucking guy.
You know, he admitted to me to smoking crack. There's another crackhead.
Yeah, you told me about that a while back. That was one of the first stories we talked about when I first started getting on here with you.
So weird.
Fucking old Tom smoking
Aunt
crack
Robin,
and stealing cars.
Their Aunt Robin told us she used to smoke crack.
I got killed.
It runs deep. It runs.
You ever seen that Wayne County Life, dude?
No.
He's like a Michigan guy.
Yeah, Wayne County, one county over.
Yeah.
Detroit. So
that's
Detroit's
why
county.
I asked. But like, he's like a fucking internet comedian.
There's a comedian.
You cannot defeat
him. His name is Jeff.
Sure.
Jeff.
Foxworthy?
No, Jeff.
Okay.
I don't remember his fucking
Dunham?
Name.
No!
No, no, no.
Rodrigo.
Brawlhalla. No, it'll come to me at some point in time.
No,
but,
he's not playing Brawlhalla. That's a good game, though.
No, are you sure that's not Brawlhalla?
That's a Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Somebody's playing Shredder and somebody's Zim.
Fucking Power Jeff. Jeff
Tremaine.
Ain't these eye boogers that just won't leave me alone. Jeff, I can Horst. Jeff Horst.
Oh.
He was on like fucking, he was on Comedy Central on some Kevin Hart special and shit. He lives out in LA now. Fucking, he's a stand-up comedian. I worked with him at OnStar for a minute in 2011. And fucking, he listened to me talk. And he said, man, you're real funny. You mind if I use some of what you say in my act? I should have told him no. He did stand-up comedy.
Damn, sure should have. But hell.
Yeah. Fucking, I'm glad I remembered where I was going.
I should try that. I should write up, like, you know, 10 minutes and go to an open mic and try it.
Because
I think I'm pretty damn funny.
You make me laugh.
I mean, I feel like I'm a funny guy.
Especially when you're talking to Donnie.
I just like to entertain, you know.
Yeah. I like to entertain them too.
I want to make sure everybody's having a good ass time.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Ah, dude.
I'm smashing.
Tell us, my son's like Donnie from the Wild Thornberries.
I'm smashing. Slashing.
I got a new phone and I'm not
Check
used to
this
all the
fucking,
noises.
I'm about
makes.
To send you a picture. I might have stole it from you. There is a good chance. I steal a good bit of shit you post.
Ah. That's
but I don't crazy. Think this one was from you.
Oh, Donnie sent me a message.
Is Donnie messaging you?
Splashing, smashing, dashing, thrashing, and slashing. What the fuck was that?
They're all Donnie, Nigel Thornberry.
Donnie's fucking messaging me on the PlayStation. He completely ignored everything I said to him. Completely ignored me. What a motherfuck. And fucking, I did some dabs right before I hopped on here. And it's fucking.
Look at you.
Yep, bro.
Look at you.
I know, I smoked too
just
much.
Just fucking look at you.
I'm telling you, life's all about edibles now.
Oh, shit!
Like, so in Michigan, they limit edibles to 100 milligrams recreational, and I think it's 200 medical. I can get either because I got med, and I'm over 21, so it's rec. Although the place I went to,
Bender, Hang.
They're all recreational now because I said no one even gets a med card anymore. Legal weed is so weird.
Is it?
That's right. You guys just need to come visit. Come visit us. We'll take you to the weed shop.
I'd check it out.
Yeah. You'd be like, wow, this is weed. I'd be like, yeah, this is weed. In a store. Go ahead, make a purchase. You just purchased some weed. Enjoy. No, it's nice though. I usually just do delivery because it's easier. Just drop it off of me. You can't buy just a gram delivery though, you know, because you see some guys go to the dispensary and buy just, I'll take that $10 gram. Thanks. What do you do with a gram? Like,
roll a skeeter leg.
As I said, I put more than a gram in a goddamn joint.
You guys call skeeters there?
Nah, I call them mosquitoes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I call them. But I do like it when people say skeeters.
Yeah, I have occasionally called them a skeeter, yeah.
Fucking skeeters.
Skeeter on my Peter.
Hot dang, Carol, I'm getting eat up by skeeters.
More people need to say that for sure. It's skeeter season out there, Betsy.
Hey, that truck come by spraying for skeeters again.
Damn, skeeters
pretty bad
ain't
this
mass.
Year.
No.
I don't know why them damn kids out there, all them skeeters.
They gotta be getting ate up. Better get them some bug spray.
got
the whoa, hot damn.
Oh, man.
Oh, I tricked his ass. I tricked him.
Was it a guy or a computer?
Oh, it's dude.
It's the computer.
I feel like Joe's kind of just there.
I'm here, man.
He's giving gameplay while we commentate.
Yeah, this is next level shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
My Disney Kitchen. What a game. What a fucking game.
I thought you were ready for this shit.
And it's got Minnie Mouse on the cover. What are you trying to say, Disney?
What is it?
My Disney Kitchen.
Need the train on.
Back in a train.
Oh, he's getting wild on me.
Oh, shit.
He's running the train on him.
Yeah, just pretending you're April.
My fucking running a train.
Did you read the last fucking... last Ronin fucking issue yet?
No.
I want to talk about it with someone. I need you to fucking read this shit.
I do have one of the 1 in 10 covers, though.
That's pretty impressive.
Here, let me whip it out for you. I spent $30 on it.
$30 fucking?
Yeah. I seen it and I was like, man, that's a cool cover. And he's like, yeah, it's the 1 in 10 cover. And fucking pulled it down and let me look at it. And I was like, oh, you should have never put this in my hands, fool.
He said, now I'm going to put money in your hand. That's pretty fucking dope.
Yeah.
So there's only 10 of those?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Something like, no, I think like 1 in 10 in the box you get.
Oh.
Yeah. This is the regular cover.
How much is that one?
This one is $8.99.
Oh, even that is expensive to me.
But I have 3 copies of the first one.
Oh.
One of them is the director's cut of it.
Ooh.
I have 2 copies of the second one and 2 copies of the third one and only 1 copy of the fourth one right now.
Listen, you spend way too much money on this. $8.99 for a comic
book? I ended them so
I feel that. A couple of them were like 10.
Oh, okay. 30 for one. Oh. I thought it was $30 for one that was 1 of 10 in existence. I was like, okay, that sounds good. But not just 1 in 10 in the box. Oh.
Nah, yeah.
Oh.
It's like an ultra rare, bro.
Oh.
I mean, you buy fucking little cardboards.
Oh, I haven't bought cardboard in a very long time.
Yeah, but you understand, though, you know?
I don't know.
New Digimon set came out, though, and I'm thinking about getting back into Digimans because I was waiting on this set.
One thing I can say, shit, you know what? I wanted to buy fucking Tabletop Simulator while I had money. Damn it, I should have remembered that. I wanted to write
that
down.
Well, when you do, we need to play some Digimon cards.
Hell yeah. Listen, though. Fucking listen. I never really spent a lot of money on fucking cardboard. I was the guy that was lucky enough to pull really good shit or to find really stupid people that had really good shit. Like, I would take a book of jank to regionals.
Yeah.
And come out with 3 binders full of good shit. Like, I was always selling, like, building up collections and selling them. Building up collections and selling them. Just from, like, the dirt. That's pretty fucking good.
Man, I got so many card games, man.
Fucking.
I have 2 decks for just about every card game I have, for sure.
I started playing fucking Magic again.
Ew.
On Arena. You don't like Magic?
God.
It's...
Alright, look, I love Magic. But fuck that game.
Listen, I'm playing Explorer now. Explorer is Arena's version of Pioneer until it's fully caught up to Pioneer. And then it will be called Pioneer. It's got none of that dumb alchemy shit in there. Like, if I wanted to play shit, like that alchemy shit, I'd play fucking Hearthstone.
Hearthstone wasn't terrible.
Hearthstone was okay.
Not at the beginning. The beginning kind of sucked. And it kind of, and I haven't played in a while, but when I stopped playing, it was kind of trash. But when they had, like, the Jade deck, the Jade Druid, and that was around.
I don't know. I only played for the Jade. First two sets.
Oh, man.
I thought it was cool. I just couldn't justify spending money on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, I play real cardboard games. And then my phone was hacked. So I had a free in-app purchase hack. And I tried doing it on that, and it got stuck in a loading screen.
Huh.
And my fucking account is perpetually stuck in this loading screen, no matter what I bring it up on. So, fuck it.
Yeah, I feel you.
MTG Arena's cool, though.
Meh.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel's cool.
I wish all card games would just come out with a digital version of their card game.
I like the way Pokemon does it.
Yes, they absolutely do it the best.
Yeah. And Magic can 100% do that with Arena. Like, there's no reason why...
They put codes for, like, decks and boxes. Why can't you do that for packs?
Yeah. Give us packs. Just like Pokemon does. That's what's so cool about fucking Pokemon. And put some sort of trading in there. God damn it.
If they don't put trading in it, they need to change it from a TCG to a CCG.
Yeah, and that's all they talk about is, well, we want you to collect everything. That's why we don't have dusting. I don't want to collect everything, bro.
No shit. You know? I want to collect the good cards so that I can win.
Yeah. Like, your crafting system sucks.
Yeah.
And it, your solution to sell us fucking wild cards for $50? Fuck you.
Did they just recently start doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Dude, so they had this whole thing, this whole stream about it, where they pretty much gave the excuse, well, we want you to build full collections. That's why we don't allow crafting. Because what if you get rid of a card that one day is a card you want to use?
They got rid of crafting?
Well, I mean, dusting, I meant.
Uh-oh.
So you can't, you know.
So stupid.
And, yeah, and they, oh, we know the economy's bad, but we're going to keep it this way, pretty much. And,
You know, Pokemon's coming out with their new version of theirs.
Yeah.
Like, this year, and they're, like, taking out fucking microtransactions and shit.
They should. Fucking Magic, though. Fucking. They got new packs called Mythic Packs, which come with a guaranteed Mythic. Or a Mythic,
How much do those run you? 20 bucks?
Those are 1,300 coins. So, 300 more than a normal pack. And you can now buy more than one pack at a time for 1,000 coins. So, that's pretty cool. That you can buy packs in bulk like that. But they're not really changing the economy. And now you can get a buttload of mythic wild cards and a handful of rare wild cards for $50. And it's like, we don't need the mythic wild cards. You don't play that many mythic rares in a deck. You know what I mean? Mythic rare wild cards, I got a shit ton of mythic rare wild cards. It's the rares. All fucking lands you play four of are all rare.
Yep.
You know, I gotta waste four fucking wild cards. Just the minimum.
All this shit land. You're telling me? That's the reason I don't play Magic.
Yeah. You're right. I should.
Digimon's a fun card game. Fuck, I like all card games, really. I mean, every one of them. They're all good in their own way.
I've been watching a lot of MetaZoo.
Oh, goodness. I haven't looked at that one, and I don't think I want to.
It's just so fucking... It blows my mind that Kickstarter boxes, when the and I'm kicking my ass for not buying them. Boxes on Kickstarter were $50. It's now $10,000 for those Kickstarter boxes.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. A sealed fucking Kickstarter box is 10 G's.
We should come up with a fucking card game.
Yeah.
Me and my buddy's been talking about that for a while now. You know, we need to come up with a card game, throw it on Kickstarter and see what happens.
Yeah, you gotta think of something, though, like that it's gonna take off.
Just need good mechanics and somebody to draw art.
Yeah, an interesting story. You know, you gotta release it in a good way, too. Because I feel that's what killed Argent Saga, was the way they were releasing that.
I don't even know what that is.
It was a card game, Alter Reality Games, man.
Yeah, you better mute that mic.
It's dope. Get out of here.
Can you still hear?
No.
I'm getting the shit out of here. I wonder if he can hear us still.
I'm sure.
Fucker Joe. Unmute yourself when you want to talk. But, fucking A, I don't even remember what I was saying. But, oh yeah. MetaZoo is expensive. I don't think that's what I was saying.
Most card games are.
It's a shame.
Most fucking board games are.
Look at, fucking 5 years ago, Charizard was $30.
Yeah.
Now look what Charizard's worth.
Yeah.
Dude, this card shop by me has a Lugia from Neo Destiny, or from whatever the first Neo set was.
Yeah.
$1,000.
Oh man. This is why we need to go to Japan. They got all these cards we're talking about. Jesus fuck.
Cheap as fuck. Oh, it's the Grumble.
Oh shit.
I can't unmute him.
Is that a dog penis?
No, it was his nose. I can't.
Yeah, but like,
I can't unmute him. Oh shit. There's no unmute button for him. hey Joe, if you can hear this, fucking hit unmute. I muted you. Oh, you did it. You were unmuted for a second. Hey, yeah, there you go. Look at that.
Don't mean you fucker.
That's because it was just loud game noise.
Yeah. I'm tired.
This for a minute, ain't we?
Yeah. Yeah, holy shit, we've been fucking going and going and going. I'm fucking getting ready to fucking fall asleep. I'm so fucking high. I love you guys. This has been episode 85. Enjoy. Yeah, it's been extra long. You know, we made up for fucking...
You said 85?
85.
And it's been a
episode 85, just a little dribble dribble.
Just a little joke. Send that to the chat so I remember the name of that.
Word.
Pickle or whatever.
Yeah, so. Since Donnie isn't here, he doesn't get to name it this time.
Yeah. It's a little dribble. I fucking like it.
He's probably going to name it V-Bucks for Fucks.
V-Bucks for Fucks, just a little dribble.
Yeah.
Send that over someone. Fucking, we love you guys.
Hell yeah, the beatdown.
Bye.
Fucking.
Gotta go eat some sandwiches.
Once again, fucking happy birthday, Dave. We fucking love and miss you.
Day to our bro, Dave. Rest in peace.
And fuck Joe. Good
night. Fuck.
Also, Donnie.
Yeah, and fuck Donnie.
Bitch, we gotta.